Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. We are on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We are, what are we up to? We're up to Masif of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, four lines from the bottom. That's what we're up to. So again, we're talking about cooking vegetables. So almost finished, one more line. Masif of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Yerakos She'adam Yotzeh Behen Yedei Chavasa V'Pesach. The vegetables that you're allowed to use for maror, yotzin behen, you can use them, bekalach shalahen, or their stalk also. Avelo kivushin, not pickled, lo shlukin, not cooked, lo mivushalim, not a different kind of cooked. So the isal kadaitach b'mosayokai, we just said a minute ago that vegetables don't change when they're cooked. They stay the same. So if they stay the same, why can't you use a cooked vegetable for maror? Shlukin am I low? Why not? Because there's a special key by maror that it has to taste like maror, and if you cook it, it doesn't have that same bitter taste, whatever it is. We have the same answer by matzah. You need a tam of matzah. What exactly does that mean? I don't know. But you need a tam maror, and somehow if it's cooking, you don't have the tam. It doesn't change the fact that the bracha doesn't change. And brand new topic now. Amar le Rav Yirmiya Rav Zera. Rabbi Yochanan, heichi mevarich al zayis meliach. What kind of bracha did he make? Bracha achrona. When he ate that zayis meliach, that salted of olive, what bracha did he make? What's the kasha? The shear for a bracha achrona is a kezayis. He ate a kezayis. He ate a zayis. However, kivon deshak leligarine, once you take out the pit, nobody eats pit. You don't eat that. So you take out the pit, butzer le shiura. The shear is too small. You don't have a shear now. Says Rashi. Listen to this, Rashi. Vegave birchas peros haaretz. And when it comes to fruit, achila ksiva. It says achila. Vachila bekezayis. And achila requires a kezayis. Where exactly did it say that? Achila ksiv. Vechalta v'savata uberachta. That's only achila I can think of. That's nothing to do with fruit. That's nothing to do with bracha achrona. All right. That's what Rashi says. Anyway, I'm a lay. You hear the problem? The shear for a bracha achrona is a kezayis. All he ate was one zayis. Take out the pit. It's not a kezayis anymore. It's too small. So do you make a bracha achrona on less than the shear? What's the story here? How are we going to answer that question? So, here's what the Gemara answers. A Malay, mi savarta, do you hold? Kezayis gadol be'inan? No. The shear for a kezayis is a kezayis beinani be'inan. We need a mid-level kezayis. So, who the icy lekaimet, Rabbi Yochanan, the olive that he ate was a zayis gadol hava. It was a very large one. So, va'afagap, the shakla le'garini, say, even though we remove the pit, posh le shiure. The shear was still good enough. Okay, you hear the answer? Really, you need a mid-level. This is a gigantic one. So you take the pit out, it's still a kezayis. Ditnan. The zayis are talking about. Lo katan, lo gadol, elabainani. Mid-level of olive. Vizehu aguri, it's called an aguri. Vamer bevo, lo aguri shmo, it's not called an aguri. Elav ruti shmo. Vamile sarmusi shmo. Vlomenik or shmo aguri. Why is it called an aguri? Sheshmano agur besocho, because the oil of the olive is contained inside. Okay, that's the Gemara's answer. Now we got to do this. See, it's Tosfos. It's very long, but it's like every word of this Tosfos is halacha l'maisa.
Why don't the Gemara give us an example of something that doesn't count?
What do you mean?
Let's get the example.
That's what he ate. That's the story. That's what he ate. Okay, now. Okay, ready? Here's Tosfos. Ready? Now Tosfos says, Hainu davka bracha shel achrav. This is only talking about a bracha achrona, the be'inon shear, that we require a shear. Aval bracha shalafanov, but a bracha rishona, afilu pachas mikashir. There's no shear for that. One potato chip, right? Even if it's less than a. Why? The asir lehenos b'ol mazeh b'lo bracha. You're not allowed to have any hanah. We learned that already. Bein le'inyan achila, bein le'inyan shtia. Aval bracha shalachrav, be'inon shear, male lugmav. When it comes to bracha achrona, by a liquid, the shear is a mole lugmav, Al Kain, therefore, Yesh Li Zohar, people are very careful. Lishtos Mikos Shel Bracha. When they drink a kos of a bracha, Male Lugmav. To drink at least a Male Lugmav. Why? Kadeshi Yavarech L'Achav Me'en Gibel Brachos. So you could drink afterwards. You could make a alamichya, right? V'hari hayomer b'borei nefashos. The ri used to say a borei nefashos. It doesn't mean when he drank wine. It means if he drank a cup of water and he didn't have a mo'el lugav, he would make a borei nefashos. Why? Kivon de la bracha chashuva. He says it's not really a chashuv a bracha. Why is it not a chashuv a bracha? Because it doesn't end with Hashem's name. Right? So it says, Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. Mark called it Klum. It's nothing. Therefore, Afilu Batim Mishir Mavachin and Baruch Nefashos, Rabbos. He would make the Baruch Nefashos even if he ate less than the Shir. Says Tosos, Veloni Hira. That's not right. Veloni Hira. That's not right. The Kivon, the Baruch Nefashos. Tiknua. Kineged Alagethen. Since Baruch Nefashos was instituted, just like Al Hagefen instituted on wine, but Al Michya. Therefore, Kihechi Dal Hagefen Boishira, Barb Nefashos Rabbos Nami Boishira. Okay? Good. So, fine. The next part of Tosfos. Tosfos is going to tell you what the Yerushalmi answered to this question. The Yerushalmi had the same question. Right? The Gemara's question was, what kind of bracha did a bracha make? If you took away the pit, it's less than the shear. So we gave a very difficult answer. It was a big olive, right? How can you make a bracha achmon on the zayis? Halo have a shiura. It doesn't have a shir. The ka'amar and the Gemara answers in the Yerushalmi mishum beria, because it's a beria. What does a beria mean? It's a complete thing. It's an entire grape, an entire olive. What? What happened?
Smaller than an olive.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why the Mechaber said they should never do that. Never eat one grape. Dafilu lo achas. Even if you only eat one preda, what's a preda? I think it means a grape. Oh, anav, or a grape. Oh, preda achas shel rimon. One pin of a pomegranate, very small. Right? Boy bruche. You have to make a bracha achron on that. Mishum de beberia mibarachinan afilu pachas mikizayis. Because on a beria, you do make a bracha achrona. V'cholek al gemara didan. And obviously, the Yerushalmi argues on our gemara. Why? Because we didn't give that answer. Then Tosafos says, k'demash mahacha. Like we say over here. Im kein, ein halacha kemosa she Yerushalmi. The halacha cannot be like the Yerushalmi. Why? Because we don't pass like Yerushalmi over a Bavli. We didn't give that answer. We didn't give the answer, well, it was a complete zayit. We didn't say that. Therefore, the barrier issue is not a real thing. Now Tosafos says, no, it is a real thing. They're not arguing. For Rabbi Yossi, Yossi Mefarish Yerushalmi, ain't a cholik al Gemara Shalano. There's no machlokas between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. Why not? The Hachamairi, listen to this. Here we're talking about Shehustru Hagarinim, that Rabbi Yochanan removed the pit. If he removed the pit, it's not a barrier anymore. It's not a complete thing. He took away the pit. V'nimlach, then he ate it. Im kain, lo hayu kibriyaso. It wasn't a barrier. It's missing the pit. Aval, im. It had eaten it whole with the pit. Afilu im haya preda achas shol rimon. Had it been one preda of a rimon, even if a tiny little thing of a pomegranate. Mavarech alav tchil of asof. He would have made a bracha achrona. Im rachanami. Ube gro Yerushalmi haya silver. The Yerushalmi thought, shazayis haya shalim. That he ate the pit also. Lakach, therefore, hutstruch latares ba'otze inyan. That's why the Yerushalmi gave its answer. The achal prayed the beria. He ate one zayis that it was a beria. The ain cholkin yachad, and there is no machlokas. And by the way, the Mechaber does say that when it comes to eating things that are very small, that are less than a kezayis, you should not eat less than a kezayis, because you're going to run yourself into this suffix. Do you make a bracha achrona or not? Do we pass on the second answer of Tosafos or the first answer? Right? It's very complicated stuff. So don't ever do that. If you want to sit down and have some grapes, have 4 or 5 of them. That's enough of the kezayis already, probably. Right? Just don't have one. Right? Or even a pomegranate. You have one of Rosh Hashanah night. You can sit down and have some pomegranate. Don't have one. You have one. You run into a huge bracha shilas. I saw someone sent me a kuntris of all the brachas shailos that come up Rosh Hashanah night. It's like a 15-page thing of all the brachas shailos that come up Rosh Hashanah night. With the different fruits, different simonim. This is one of them. This is one of the shailos. What do? You eat less. Right? All the shailos that can come up. It's a fascinating thing. But halacha l'maisa, that is an issue. That is a real issue. But having one grape today, you shouldn't do that. You're running into bracha problems. Now the Gemara says that also out of left field, the Tosfos is going to say something out of left field. Very halacha l'maisa issue. V'od yesh b'Yerushalmi, another issue. Hecha debarich at turmusa. You make a bracha on turmusa. I don't know what to say. Some kind of beans. Some kind of something. And lemichle, you're going to eat them. V'nafal miyadeh, they fell out of your hands. So you're going to make a bracha on some small items, some nuts. You grab the nuts out of the bowl, you have them in your hand, you make a bracha, and then someone pushes you and they fall on the floor. So what do? You made a bracha now. So you go grab it, you go take some more nuts, and you have to make another bracha now? You have to make another bracha? This could come up. You have to make another bracha? Tosfos says, of course you do. He says, the nuts on the yard, they fell. Then you run into problem, wasn't it? B'shakal achrina, and you took more. Boi bruche, zim nachrisi. You have to make a bracha again, a second time. Uparuch, maishna me'amas hamayim. Why is this different than a stream of water? Where we said over there, pirush, demavarech, l'shtos, you make a bracha to drink. The water over here is not the water when I made the bracha. The water when I made the bracha is over there now, downstream. And the answer is, v'hani azli v'hani achrini. That's water went, the new water's over here. Ninu, you don't have to make a bracha again. 1 minute. Ubashani, we answer. Because when you made a bracha, your das was, I'm making a bracha on the stream. I'm making a bracha on the stream. So the water right now over here moved over there. That was my das. Because you knew that the stream is moving. Aval, but turmisa, but with the turmisa, with the nuts, whatever it is. You didn't think they would fall. So therefore your das was not on them, only on the ones in your hand. They fell. Now you get more, you have to make a new bracha. Your das was not on the bracha. It's a huge stretch. Right? V'yomar, you should say, Mr. Freud, Baruch Shem Kaval Malchus Alel V'ed. Mishum Dehavi Bracha Levatala. V'chei Nachal Lomar Kol Bracha Levatala, Baruch Shem Kaval Malchus Alel V'ed. Right? You hear all that? Good? We don't pass one of that?
You have a bowl, you make a bracha on a grape.
On one grape?
Yeah, you make a bracha on a grape.
First of all, you just said a bowl. The Gemara's case doesn't necessarily say a bowl.
The Gemara said you have a bunch in your hand.
You have a bunch in your hand and it fell, but he's saying that since you have the bowl in front of you,
so that could be a chilah.
The nas is on the whole bowl, but if it's in the refrigerator,
if
you grab on this, add the bowl, make the bracha on it.
So the question is, if you have the bowl in front of you, is your das on the entire bowl? That's the question.
Well, he clearly has more
fun
of it.
So you see, it's not true.
Because he can stop, go to another place and bring more.
What? I mean, it's separate entity like a cupcake.
Yeah.
That was only going to eat one cupcake. Right. And then it fell. So now I take another one. Right, you have another
bowl. Another cupcake near you.
So what? I'm not eating two.
Let's make a difference.
We told them just something that's not like you.
How do you possibly?
If something's in the refrigerator.
Right.
The refrigerator door is closed, you pull one out.
Then is a time frame different. You have to go back to get it in the refrigerator.
Right.
Okay. We have a lot more to do today's doc. We're never going to finish it. Anyway, here we go. Name a kitanoi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. It's a funny thing to say over here because we're going to quote now non tanoi. We're going to quote Maroi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. What's a machlokas tanoim? This issue about this bracha achrona issue. Back to the cooked vegetables. Let's say the machlokas tanoim. Now we're going to quote people that are amoraim. Okay, Hanu did the Haviyasi Kaveh der Rabbi Kapara. There were two talmidim sitting in Rabbi Kapara. He's an amora. Heviu lufanav kruv. They brought him kruv. Cooked dromaskin. Some kind of plums, upargios, and chicken, right? Chicken, or some kind of fowl, meat, shakal. Nasa makapar reshus lechad and levarech. He gives the reshus to one of them to make a bracha. Kafat zibarech ala pargios. He makes a bracha on the chicken. Ligleg alav chaveru. The other one makes fun of him. So kash barakapara. Barakapara gets angry. Amar, he says, well, I'm a varech on nikot. I'm not getting angry at the guy who made the bracha. Ela al hamalaglag on nikot. I'm making a bracha on the one who made fun of him. Im chaverecha doma kimish lo tam basar meolam. This guy never had chicken before. Therefore, atamalilag alav. What are you making fun of him for? To him, it was chashuv. It was chashuv. They never had it before.
What
should exactly the point. He made a bracha on the chicken first. One minute. On the what? On the what's the other? What bracha do you make on the other one? So, that's the shit issue. Chaza then, Bar Kapara said, I'm not angry at the guy who made fun. I'm angry at him, at the guy who made the bracha. Why? Amri said, "If chachma ain't kan." Let's assume I'm not a chacham, says Bar Kapara. Zikna ain't kan. I'm still an old man. Ask me, which one should I do first? You just jump to make your own. You don't even ask. So, Tana, Ushtein lo etzi ushnasan. Both of these two guys didn't live out the year. Now, my labak and mifliki. So, what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? Mivarech savar. The one who made the bracha held like this. Shlako, supargio, shakol, niabidvaro. Cooked vegetables is a shahakol. And chicken is a shahakol. Hilka chaviv adim. I like chicken better than I like cooked vegetables. Most people do. So I therefore made the bracha on the chicken. Why? I like it better. Umalagli savar, the guy who made fun held, no. Shlokos bor pri adama. Shlokos is a adama. Pargios, shakol niabidvaro. And the chicken is a shahakol. Hilka. Peira adif. The vegetables come first. Right? So what do you see? It's a machlokis already by Kaparo. His tummy them and a machlokis about it. So where's his law? No, that's not the issue. The kuliyama shlakos apagio shakol yabidvaro. Everybody holds it as a shahakal. Vacha bahai svara kamiflagi. This is the argument of svara. Mar savar, the mavarech held chaviv adif. Right? Even if chaviv adif is a shahakal. Mar savar. No, the kriv is still adif, even though on a cooked vegetable you make a shakal, because the zayin, it's more filling. Okay? So we don't have an older machlokas about it. Amar of Zera, Rav Zera said, Ki avina be Rav Huna, amali, hani gargalidi delifta. Gargalidi delifta, what is that? That is turnips, right? Parminu prima, rabba. You make them into large slices. Bar pri adama. You make a hadama. Prima zuta. You make them into tiny slices. Shakol yamidvaro. You make a shahakal. Why? What's the reason for that? I think the reason was. What did you say the reason for that was? Because you make it. You dilute the sharpness.
You make it sweeter.
V'chiyasin lebeir of Yehuda amalon idi v'idi bar pri adama. You make a hadama no matter what. Why? V'hai de parminu tvei kiyeh dinam kitaimei. Why did you make it so small? Because you want to make them sweeter. But it doesn't change the fact that you make a bracha. Okay. Amar Avashi. Next one. Ki avina be'er of kahana. Amalan. Tavshila de silka. This dish of beets, cooked beets. Deloma fashu bukimcha. You don't put a lot of flour in it. Bar pri adama. You make adama. Delifta. Deloma fashu bukimcha. If you put a lot of flour in it, then bar tfei, a lot. Bar mene mezonos. You make a mezonos. No, idi bar pri adama. On both you make a adama. Why did you put in a lot of kimcha? You just did it to be devek, for the consistency. And as I said before, when you make, even if it's a mezonos, for consistency, it doesn't make the bracha into a mezonos. Okay? Next, Amr of Chista. Tavshil shall tradin, a dish of beets. Yafa lalev, it's good for the heart. Vitovle and I'm good for the eyes. Koshkin livne me ayim, it's good for your digestive system. Amar Abaya, v'hudi yosef abe tvei, abe tafi. That's true when it's on the oven. V'avid tuch tuch, and it's boiling on the oven. That's when that's true. Okay. Amar Rav Papa. Really said this already, right? What? Right. Pshitali, it's pasha to me, maya de silka is kisilka. It's like beets. Umaya de lifta, turnip juice, is kalifta, is like turnips. Umaya dekulu shlaki, and the liquid of every fruit, every food, is kekulu shlaki, is the same bracha as the vegetable itself. So how come by fruit, we said yesterday, that that's not true? What?
Zeyav
Alma. We said it's Zeyav Alma. On orange juice, you make a shahakal. Second, on beet juice, you make a hadama. What's the difference? Says Tosos, the second to last one. Mevarchin ala bor priyat. She'en ba'ela mayim. V'tam ha'yirakos. Mevarch aleim. Kashay yivarch ala yirakos. Doesn't make a difference. You make the same bracha that you make on the vegetables as you make on the vegetable juice. Af agav dim'inam le'el. D'mei peiro zeyav alma hu. Yeah, by fruit we said a day of Alma. Says Tosos Yeshal Chalik. There's a big difference. And the Tosos ends. I think so, yes. What's the difference? Well, to Machlok is what Tosos meant by this. Well, we're making tomato juice. You make tomato. You make a shahakal?
Don't we hold
anything
that changes the
stat?
Is there any difference
in
the
fact
that
the
juice was cooked?
No. So Tosos. What do you mean by that? So there are two answers. The Rush says like this. The Rush gives one answer, and the Shita gives a second answer. The Rush says like this. What Tosus meant was that, I don't know how true this is, as he says, orange juice doesn't taste like oranges. Therefore, you make a shahakal. But beet juice tastes like beets. Therefore, you keep a hadama. What? That's the first answer. The Shita Mikubetza says, no. There's no difference between fruit and vegetables. There's no difference. What's the Gemara saying over here? You make the same bracha. What's Tosfos saying? You make the same bracha. It's different. Yeah, here's the story. Let's say you take, now I don't know what the halacha is on tomato juice. I don't know. But this is what Tosfos, let's assume it's a shahakal. Like the Shita Mikubetza says. So what just you make a hadama? Yes, if you eat a tomato and then you want to drink tomato juice, you don't have to make a shahakal on the tomato juice. Why? Because the tomato, even though it's not the same thing anymore, it's Zeyav Alma. It's enough similar that the tomato will pater you on the tomato juice. Now, you want to eat an orange and then drink orange juice? You're going to make two brachas. You're going to make an eighth on the orange and a shahakal on the juice. By vegetables, only the same vegetable. In other words, you're eating a tomato. What? Because vegetable soup is not, it's vegetable soup is vegetables. Here you took the vegetable, you squeeze the juice out of it. Different. Right? I have carrots in my soup. That's not carrot juice.
Because you had an you have a pot of water, you shoot the beets in the water.
Right.
And that water is what we're talking about. The water that cooked the beets in.
Uh huh.
And absorb the flavor of the soup. That's not soup. It's just the water that you cook the beets in.
It is soup. It is soup, no?
You take the beets out, you left with the water with the flavor of the beets. That's what it's talking about.
That's what soup is.
The water with the flavor of the beets.
Uh huh. Okay, so fine. So it's the water with the flavor of the beets. So you hear. So it's two. So the art school. So, yeah.
But I think what you're saying makes sense. The first conversation was apple juice does not taste like apples.
Right, apple juice doesn't taste like apples, but this soup would taste like the vegetable.
We don't make the broth on it because we destroyed the apple and we made the juice out of it.
Correct.
It's recognizable as an apple.
Correct. And over here, I take tomatoes, I destroy the tomatoes, I have tomato juice now.
Correct.
Or tomato soup.
That's why I don't think there's a difference.
Right? That's the first answer. Second answer is no, only the vegetable and the juice itself, the potters. You hear that second answer? Right, I don't have a chance to look up. We're going to spend now 25 minutes on the next three lines. So.
We're not
going to be. It's. So you'll see what it's about. Okay, Boyer of Papa. Shifta, Mai. What about the water, the juice of Shifta? What's Shifta again?
Dill,
right. Avdi, is it only made for to sweeten, to make the soup better? Oh, Lavure Zuma Avdila. Or is it put in to remove the foul smell of everything else? Okay, Tashma, we learned. Hasheves, the dill. Mishenasna tam bekadera. Once it's put into a pot and it loses its potency, ain ba mishum truma. It's not considered a vegetable anymore. No issue of truma now. Veinu matame tumas ochlin. It can't be matame. Sharmina, you see from here. Labtuke taima avdila. It's done to sweeten the pot, and therefore once it loses its potency, it's no longer considered a vegetable. Sharmina. At least on that we have an answer. Okay, brand new topic. Ready? Brand new topic. Bread. Amar of Chia Bar Ashi. Pas tsunuma. Pas tsunuma means dried out bread that is soaked. Mivarchinan aleha hamotzi. You make a hamotzi on such bread. Why? It's still bread. Upligi de Rav Chia. It argues on Rav Chia. The Amar of Chia, Rav Chia said, Tzarech shek tichle bracha im hapas. The tsunma, the bread that we're talking about, was not a whole bread. It was one slice. It was one slice. So on a slice of bread, Rav Chia says, you don't make a hamotzi. Why? Shetzarek shetichla bracha im hapas. You have to finish the bracha with the bread. What on earth does that mean? Says Rashi. What that means is, brachos, the second, brachas hamotzi im prus im prisas haprusa min hapas. The brachas hamotzi with the piece of the pas. The high, and this tsunma, parus v'omedhu, is already sliced. It's already a piece. Okay? You hear that? It's already a piece. The Tzlach explains, why can't I make a motzi on a slice of bread? So the Tzlach says the issue of kavod, kavod for the bracha. Such a special bracha, a motzi, a kavod for the bracha, you can't make it on a slice. Okay. Let's look at the bottom tosva. Ready? V'im tomar. Hechi mayri. What's going on here? Im yesh shleimot lefanav. Do I have a roll here? Do I have a loaf in front of me? Harmina besamach. We're going to say in a minute. The kule alma shleima adim. Everybody agrees. If you have a loaf and a slice of bread, everybody will agree. We're not talking about Shabbos. Shabbos is going to make it more complicated. We're talking about a weekday. If you have a loaf and a single slice, everybody's going to say you make a bracha on the loaf. No question about that. Vi leka elatsunma. If you only have a slice, so hechi polag l'Rav Chia. How does he argue on that? All I have is a slice of bread. Hamaskinan l'el peruin. We're going to see tomorrow, later today. We sat at the rent. Our peruin. Afal pi she'ein bem kizayis. Revarchan l'ev emotzi. Hove ispe turasa dinama. It's still bread. So what's going on over here? What are they arguing about? Ready? The Yeshlomer answer is kigon de'ikas shleimu l'fanav. You have the shleimu in front of you. Ubotzeya min hatsunuma. But you cut from the other one, from the slice. So Rebchia Barashi Savar, Dahavi Kamo Shlema. Me'acha Shehi Chaviva Mavarech Aleha. I like that slice better. It's a Chaviva to me. Why is it Chaviva to you? I don't know, maybe the Rebbe gave it to you. Maybe your wife, your kid baked it, you're really special. Who knows what? It's Chaviva. Yes, exactly. Rebchia Savar Aleh, Tzarech Shetich Labrach Emapah. You have to make a bracha with the slice. V'im kein, b'inan shetich la'abracha im b'tziyas hapas. You must start off with a loaf. V'kivan de b'tziyah kodem l'chein, shleima adif. Therefore, since that's not true, the shleima is better. Avol I leka shleima, but if you don't have a shleima, mo d'shivarcha l'apruim v'tziyach l'chein. Nobody will argue. So the case over here is, it's really adif to you. It's chaviv to you. Okay? Maskev l'rava. Est Rava, Maishna Tnuma Delo, why can't you make a bracha on a slice of bread? Mishum Dechikalia, because by the time you finish, bracha aprusa kakalia. Because if you make a bracha on a slice, then by the time you finish the bracha, there's only a slice over here. So I'll pass nami. The same thing on a loaf. If you're cutting it while you're making the bracha, then when you finish the bracha, there is no loaf here. So nothing changed. Alapas nami. Aprusa gamra. When you're cutting it on the slice, you're cutting the slice, it ends up that you made a bracha on a piece. Because as Rashi said, you're cutting it while you're making the bracha. So when you finish the bracha, you don't have a loaf here anyway. Which is why, Ela amarava, varech, first make a bracha, v'achar kach botzeya, then cut it. Says Rashi, the gomer kol habracha, first finish the bracha, the achar kach mafrish haprusa, then cut a slice off. The leka bracha apas shalom. The kalya bracha apas shalom. So you finish the bracha on a pas shalom. Okay? Now, Rav Orvitz didn't seem to be so dramatic, but that's the story. What? Nar doi amri. Ruchia, Rabban Adik Rava, Amravina, Amri Leavucha, Avik Ravchia, Amravchia, Tar Shikha Rachim Apas, that hit like Ravchia like that, that you make the bracha while you're slicing. Rabban Adik Rava, Vehilchasa Karava. We hold like Rava. The Amra who said, Mavarech, you make a bracha first, Viacha Kach Botea, then you start slicing. Top Tosfos. Pirish, Shalo Yafrish HaPrusim in Apas. Don't separate a slice from the pas. Ad La'acha Bracha, until after you make the bracha. V'chein, v'yesh, there are those, shenoagin, that have a minag, levarek birchas hamotzi, kodem shiachtoch, they make the bracha on hamotzi, levarek birchas hamotzi, kodem shiachtoch, kidei shetei apas shlema b'shas bracha. You should have a pas shalem on a bracha, when you make the bracha, right? V'ein minag nachon lasos, that's not the right thing to do. No, he's not talking about Shabbos.
What's the top line?
What?
What's the top line? I mean, you shouldn't make the bracha until you finish. You shouldn't finish the bracha. Now he's saying that's not.
One minute. To have a hesech hadas bein bracha la'achila. It's a hesech hadas between the bracha and the achila. Why? Because I make a bracha and I have to go start looking to cut it. So what should you do? Make a slice in the loaf. A roshem before you make the bracha. Okay? That's where the minhag comes from, the din really, of making a, people do that. They have the lecha mishnah, they uncover it, they make a slice, they don't slice through, they make a roshem, then they cover it, then they make the bracha. Why? For this tosfos.
It's part of the process of eating.
1 minute. Umihu, bishabbos, on Shabbos, nachon lahachmir ulevarech kodem shiachtoch. Don't do that on Shabbos. And we only have bread on Shabbos. Tez tells us, don't do it on Shabbos. Shelo tishma yadu lubtzeya kodem shtich labracha. What's he afraid of? He's afraid he's going to slice through the whole slice, the whole loaf. Sha'az lo yielo lecha mishnah. Then you won't have lecha mishnah. Okay? So it's a machlokas what to do on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah does say to do it. He does say that people should do it.
Make
that roshem. Yeah, it's one liner. It's the one thing, the one line Mishnah Berurah. And on Shabbos, people do it. Right? He does say it. The Tzlach here says, you should pass him like Tosfos and don't do it. Because, by the way, if you make that roshem and then you don't cut on that roshem, there's no point in that. That's no point. To make it slice and then cut the challah at a different spot, that's complete. Or to use the other challah that you didn't do that's all wrong. That's all wrong. If you're going to do this, Minna, if you're going to do it, you must cut the challah on the place you made that roshem. Right? There's no Kabbalistic reasons for this. It's only based on this halacha. This is the reason why you do it. It's to minima, others say, kind of hesach hadas. The hesach hadas. I'm looking that way to cut the challah. It's a little bit of a far-fetched hesach hadas.
I'm looking for the way you made the roshem.
What?
Probably right.
Right.
If you make the roshem, how's that still lachim mishnah?
Because you're not cutting it through. You're just making a little bit of a mark. That's exactly what Tosfos' answer.
The mark is made by removing.
Don't do it because your chance are you're going to make a too much.
It sounds like almost anything in the mark. It means
right.
The mark means there's an absence of something that was there before.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Cut a piece into it.
That's not right. Right. So you want to just make a crack in the crust? That's what he's talking about. Right. You just want to make a crack in the crust. That's not a problem. Right? You hear?
What is a hadas
in general? Then he talks about the same thing. Oh, you know what? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll finish the daf, and if we have time, we'll go back to the rest of the talks because he really talks about something else. He really talks about the exact same topic. When you made a bracha on one piece and it fell on the floor, you have to make a bracha on another piece. Same issue. So let's do a little more. We've got to do the next Tosfos. Because the next Tosfos, at the end of the Tosfos, said something which I was like so happy when I saw it. Like, oh. Itmar. Hevil lufneim pesisin ushlemin. Somebody brings you pieces and shlemin. So I'm Rav Huna. Mavarech ala pesisin. Rav Huna says you can make a bracha on the pieces. Upoter is a shlemin. And that'll pater the shalim. Rabbi Yochanan, no. Shlema mitzvah min hamuvchar. A shlema is the best thing of all. Says Rashi. Listen to Rashi says. So what is it appear like they're arguing about? Rav Huna says you can get bracha on pieces, and Rabbi Yochanan says, right? Says Rashi, im ratza, is on Rav Huna. Im ratza mevarach al apsisim. If you want, you can make a bracha on the pieces. The im apsisim gedolim and ashleimin. But if the pieces are bigger than the shleimin, sarech levarach al lehen. You have to make a bracha on the pieces. Says Tosfos, what on earth is Rashi talking about? Look at Tosfos. Next Tosfos. Pirush Rashi. Im apsisin vashleimin shavin. If the pieces and the shleimin are the same size, then yivarech al eizah sheyirtza. Then everyone says you can bracha on either one you want. Right? But im apsisin gedolim. But if the pesisin are very big, Rav Huna said, "Tzarich levarach al pesisin, lift the rest of shleimin." Right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, "Al shleimin mitzvah namuvchar." Shleimin are always better, always better. Afilim apsisin gedolim tvei. Even if the pieces are smaller, even if the pieces are bigger, right? Matosos asked an impossible question. The Tema, im kein, tzarich hafucha. It's like, what kind of argument is this? It's an upside down argument. The Rav Huna pesisin shem gedolim adifi, ul Rabbi Yochanan shleimin adifi. The ain't svara lomar de pligi bahofuk svaras. They're arguing on a crazy thing. We always have machlokas like this. One says bigger is better, and one says whole is better. And Tosfos thinks it's a crazy machlokas. It's a crazy thing to argue about. And in a minute we're going to argue about wheat and barley. It's not such a crazy. That's what Tosfos says. It's a crazy argument. Therefore Tosfos says, v'otema, amai shina b'samach l'shono zinat at l'shon frusa shalchitim. Why are we changing from Psisin to Prusa? Okay, that's a decent question. Al Karchach Persh Rabbeinu Tam, Bepsisin Gedolim. The pieces are big, Ushleim and Katanim, and the whole ones are small. V'haki Pirusho, Amr Avuna, Mavarech Al Psisin, Klomar, Im Yirtze, V'huadin Al Shleim Im Yirtze. In other words, the Machlokas is about whether Gadol and I don't remember what I wrote here.
Showing?
Gadol and are the question is whether they're equal or not. Are they the equals? Are they the same? Not if one's better, but are they the same? Rabbi Yochanan a shleim and ikker. V'chein halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. Listen to this tosef. Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? The harav v'Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. We know that if Rav and Rabbi Yochanan wins, and who's Rabbi Yochanan arguing with here? He's arguing with Rav Huna. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. So if Rabbi Yochanan beats Rav, he for sure beats Rav's Talmud, says Tosfos, right? V'chol shkein l'gabi Rav Huna, sha'alacha kamoso, sha'haya talmidu shal Rav. So there's no question about that. Then Tosfos says, didafka ba'amaroi basroi, only by the later amaroyim, amrinan halacha ki basroi. Do we have a din that halacha is like the basroi? Halacha is like the later one. Only by the later Amoraim, do we have such a din?
Why
did
he change it instead? We have Amorah throughout Shas.
Right.
You don't have Amorah, maybe he's saying he's
all finished. Okay, but we don't assume that. So we assume that he learned it from his Rebbe.
Why would he?
I don't know. Okay, it's a good question. It's a good point, but we assume we learned from Rebbe. So Seth tells us, we have a din, we always pass like the Basra. Right? But then why don't we pass like Rav Huna? He was after Rabbi Yochanan, right? So he's the Basra. So we had this question once, but we don't have an answer for it. We should pass like all the Amorim over the Tanaim. We don't do that. So says Tosfos, that din only starts by the Basroim. Who are the Basroim? Says the Maharik, Abaye and Rava. That din only starts by Abaye and Rava. Why? So he says historically, till Abaye and Rava, everybody learned from one Rebbe. Everybody learned from one Rebbe. The whole idea of Basra is, I see what everybody said, I see what he said. I see that every yeshiva said. I see what every sheet is out there. And now we're going to pass on like this one. That's better. Because you saw all the sheetas. You saw whatever's out there. And therefore you pick the one you like. Or the majority one. Or the one that makes the most sense. Whatever it is. But until Abaye Rebbe came along, it didn't apply. Only when I have one Rebbe. I have my Rebbe. You have your Rebbe. He had his Rebbe. There was no cross-learning. So what do you mean we're going to pass on like the Basra? It doesn't make a wash. I pass on the Basra. You didn't hear what he said. He didn't hear what he said. There was no consensus. Only when Abaye and Rava came along, now there was a consensus. Now we can, you know what? Let's see what everyone said beforehand. Now we can make a psak. That's why halacha batra only applies. It only applies when Abayin during the generation of Abayin and Rava. It's a very nice answer. Right, but there was cross communication. Of course, there were two yeshivas, but they spoke to each other. So let's sit down now. What do you say about this? What do you say? What did he say? What did he say? Now I get what everyone said. Now I'll make a psak. Till then, it didn't happen. So I sat in my corner of the world. He sat in his corner of the world. Just because I lived 50 years after, why should he pass like me? I don't know what he said. I have no idea what he said. That doesn't make no reason. Once I buy in Rava, they had this different, the whole thing changed. Now we can pass like the Basra. Let's see what everyone else said, and now we'll pick the best answer. Right? I thought it's a great answer. If it's true, right. Well, then my Rick says, okay, very good. What do you mean biting? So then you don't have a shalom in front of you. You only have bread.
In general, we only have slices.
So did we said everyone agrees you make a brah motzi. Oh, so you don't have to cut. Oh, no, you only cut it by a shalom. Yeah, right. Only by a shalom you have to do that. Right. Okay. I will prove to shalchita and shalom shal saorin. But if you have a piece of chita and a shleima of sa'orin, divya kol mavarach ala prutza, shalchitin, porter, shleima, shal sa'orin. Everybody agrees that a piece of chita beat a shleima of sa'orin. Amar vimar bar abba, kitanoi, it's a machlokas tanoim. Tarbin, batzel, cotton, shalim. You take truma on a small shalim onion, avalo chati, batzel, gadol. But not on a half a big onion, a piece of an onion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, ki ala chati, batzel, gadol. No, take truma on a half of on a piece. Of a half of an onion. My love, I'll come and forget what they're arguing about. Rabbi the Savar Chashav Adav. And Omar Savar, and the Tanakhama said, Shalim is Adav. Right, so what is the argument? The same thing? So he goes, no, hey, Chadika Kohen, Kuliyam Allah, Pligi, the Chashav Adav. Now the question is like this. If there's a Kohen over there, everyone holds Chashav is better. Keep Pligi, the Lekha Kohen. There is no Kohen. So what am I going to do? I'm going to have to store it. So this is, I'm store, so I find the Kohen. Ditnan, Kal Makam Sheesh Kohen, Tarmina Yafa. You always give the best. You give whatever's around. Whatever's going to last longer.
Better is better. Why do you say bigger is better?
Bigger is not, whatever's better is better.
No,
because it'll store longer. There was no coin, so it'll be miskayim longer. It'll stay longer.
No. You just said, I understand that the principle of giving a half, not a half versus the whole, because the half is going to spoil the best.
Right.
And then you just said over here, whenever if the coin's available, give them the most superior product.
Right. Which one's superior? I guess the whole one's superior. Hey, here's one slice of an orange. Here, I really like it. That's not superior.
The Gemara before tried to introduce this concept.
Yeah.
Where do we see, is there some place where we see that Habibin actually makes is there some sort of not giving as Habibin?
Yes. We had it already. We had already stories. Right. So if it didn't come up, it's going to come up soon. There's such a thing.
But that's two equals. And here the Gemara was trying to talk about something that you subjectively think something is special. Meaning, if you have two fruits and you like the or two things that
right, are, I hear you.
Two pieces of bread, but one is most people say.
Let's say you have a whole grain and a rye bread.
Right, and one's a piece and one's not.
Exactly.
But we always said that the halacha is if the whole is considered by everybody more chashuv, it doesn't make a difference. Your person
right, so those are equal. So they're equal. They're equal. Equal bracha.
One was a piece, one was a whole.
Right, so okay, so that's
So if we say halacha, the whole is more chashuv, who cares what you think subjectively?
That was the machlokas. It was the machlokas about that. That was the whole machlokas. Right. I think we're gonna get to it later. Where are we up? Next. Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak. The Yerushalayim go today. Shneim. The Yerushalayim will do both. Umana, who's that? Marbrei de Ravina. The Marbrei de Ravina. Maniach Prutza. Betok Shleima Vatea. He put the Prutza in the Shleima and make a bracha. Tani Tana Kamei. The Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Maniach Prutza. Betok Shleima Vatea. Mavarech. Amalei Mai Shemecha. Amalei Shalmon. Amalei Shalomata. Ushlomo. Ushlema Mishnotzecha. You're peaceful. You have Shalom from your learning. Shesam to Shalom Ben Talmidim. You made peace among the Talmidim. And the Rabbi Yonah to Uman says, you cannot learn by yourself. You can never learn by yourself. The only way you can ever accomplish anything in learning is to learn with other people, and then you make a consensus of the opinion, which is what he did. Amar Papa, Hakomo de Pesach, on Pesach, Meniach Prusa Besok Shlema Uboteya. You put the Prusa in the Shlema, and then you Boteya. My Taima, Lechemoni Ksiv, Lechemoni. It's a machlok, as we've shown him, how many masses you need. Do you need three, so that when you cut one in half, you have Lechem Mishnah? Or do you need two? So when you cut one in half, you're only making a hamotzi on one and a half. where's the Lechem Mishnah? The Rambam says this. The Gra does this today. Where's the Lechem Mishnah? You only have one and a half. No, that is Lechem Mishnah. On Pesach night, that defines Lechem Mishnah. Right? Lechem Oni defines Lechem Mishnah. Amar of Abba, Ube Shabbos, Chayav Adol Mitzah al Shnei Kikaros. On Shabbos, you have to have two Kikaros. My time of why? Lechem Mishnah Ksiv. It says Lechem Mishnah. Amar of Ashi, Chazin Alei, Rav Kahana, Dunaka, Tarti, Ube Teachada. He took both, but he only cut one. Rav Zeira, Havibatza, Akula, Shirusa. Rav Zeira used to cut. Very difficult words. Rashi says it means Trusa Gedola. He would cut a nice, good piece. A nice, good piece. Why? Shahyadailo l'chol ha-se'udu b'shabbat. To last him through the whole meal. He would cut a nice, good piece. Says the Rajba. No, that's not what he did. What he did was, he would cut both. He would cut both. It's a big machlokas. The 12 challahs stem from this Rajba. The Gra said, the Alpi Kabbalah, it says, you should have 12 challahs every meal. Right, Yud Beis Chalas, and we don't do that. Some people do it. What? Yeah, he had 12. Some people do. So the Gra says, you don't happen. The Rashba holds you have to cut the Chalas into two. Right? It wasn't Yud Beis Chalas. He said the Gra said it was a mistake. It was Yud Beis Ches with a shmizik. So people thought it was Chalas. It was Yud Beis Chatichos because you have two Chalas at every meal. There are three meals, and you cut each one in half. You have 12 pieces. You hear this? The Gra said it's a mistake. Now go tell some Rebbe that it's a mistake, but because you can't have a situation where the Nigla and the Nister argue. It can't be such a thing. That's how the Gra got out of it. Based on this Rashba, not Rashi, on the Rashba. Amalei Ravina or Ravashi, v'kachadina v'kamechli kitz Ravenusa. You look like some kind of pig. You're also eating this massive piece of challah. Like, what's the matter with you? I'm like, no. Kivin dekal yom ka'avid hachi. You don't do that any other day of the year. V'idna ka'avid. Now, Shabbos, you do it like that. Not because you're some, glutton. Lo mechzik ravenusa. It doesn't look like you're bad. Okay, one more line. We'll just finish. Ravami ravasi. Kiavim mishmame le rifta de eruva. When they would use the bread from the eruv, that they would make the eruv chateros. V'varchil av motzalach min ha'aret. Amr, they said, Havel v'tzavid b'mitzvah chada, another b'mitzvah achriti. Now we did one mitzvah, let's do another mitzvah. We did a mitzvah of Eruv. Now we'll use the same challah for the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Isn't that beautiful? And there are many places in Shas where that comes up. All right? We'll stop here, and we will pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow 6 a.m. sharp, and Tzlichos tomorrow is at 6:40. Everyone have a good day.